Thank you, Pastor Nathan, for allowing me to make the introduction this morning. Today's a really proud day for my wife, Brenda, and I because our grandson, Austin Summer, is going to be our speaker this morning. Let me tell you a little bit about Austin. He became a Christian in 2006. Austin is a homeschooler, and he's a junior in high school this year. He's a member of Granger Community Church down in South Bend, Indiana area. And through his youth group, he's been very active, participating in 5 missions trip outreaches to the inner city South Bend area. He's been in 3 trips to inner city Chicago, and last year he participated in his first international missions trip to Nicaragua. Please welcome our grandson, Austin Summer.
Good morning, everyone. Well, my name is Austin Summer. I'm from Mishawaka, Indiana, and I'm here today to talk to you about some of my experiences of over the past 5 years I've had in missions. The first missions trip I would like to talk to you about is my local missions trip in the South Bend area we call MOVE. During this missions trip, we partner up with many local organizations such as Hannah's House, Monroe Circle Community Center, Feed the Children, and Center for the Homeless. For the past few years, we have gone to Center for the Homeless, where we do many different projects, some of which include helping in their garden, which 6 years ago, the first MOVE team came down and turned a broken down old parking lot into what is now a beautiful, luscious garden that helps feed the residents there at the center. Another project we do while down there is help organize their storage area, where all their donations will come into. So when someone new comes into the center, they can go down there and find things they'll need, such as clothing, healthcare stuff, you know, anything they'll need for while they're staying there. Another place we've gone to this past year is actually right next door to the center's new Veterans Center, which is a center for the homeless veterans around. I mean, think about, just think about all those people that go out and serve our country, making sure we live in a free country, and they come home and there's some living under bridges, in alleyways. I don't know, it's just a heartbreaking thought to me. So our community came together and created a center for some of these homeless veterans where this last year we helped frame the walls on the inside, put up installation, and basically just helped construct the interior of this building. Over the past few years, we also have gone to Crooked Creek Ranch, which is a ranch where underprivileged kids can come, learn how to ride horses, learn more about God, and just have fun in nature. We do many projects there as well, some of which include cleaning out the horse stalls, brushing the horses, cleaning the saddles, even clearing out trails through the woods so the horses can go through that. And last year we even built some steps so that way the kids can mount and dismount the horses very easily. Now these are just a couple of the things we do during our MOVE trip, but the next missions trip I would like to talk to you about is our trip to Chicago. During this trip, we partner up with a local church down there known as Willow Creek Church, and some organizations as well, such as Blitz Build and Bright Hope Ministries. Every year, we have one day set aside to feeding the homeless in the downtown area. We start the day off coming together as a team, praying in fellowship, trying to prepare our hearts for what is to come during this day. Then we come and pack sack lunches, which include a sandwich, something to drink, bag of chips, and some cookies. After we got that all packaged up, we head out in search of someone in need of a meal in the downtown area. When we come across someone that appears to be in need of a meal, we offer him the lunch, and then we also offer prayer. In some instances, though, after we offer him a meal, they will even end up praying for us, thanking God that he has sent us to offer him a meal for the day. In some other instances, the person that would be receiving the meal won't even accept the meal. And he'll pray for us, and then he'll say something along the lines of, God has already blessed me for the day, go and take this meal and be a blessing to someone else. We also have another day set aside for our prayer walk. Now, this is a day we take the same route as feeding the homeless, but this time we're stopping by every building, laying our hands on the building, and praying for everyone inside for their safety and God's blessing on them. A cool story about this is one day when we were stopped at this restaurant, after we stepped back from praying for everyone inside in the building itself, the manager was actually right behind us. And he was asking, you know, what are you doing? You're kind of standing right in front of my building, just holding it up. So we explained, this, we're from Granger Community Church, this is our missions trip, our prayer walk. And then he asked us to pray for him and his family. So we all gathered around him, knelt beside him, and prayed for him and his family. And now again, these are just a couple of things we do during this missions trip as well. This next and last missions trip I'd like to talk to you about is my most recent missions trip down to Nicaragua. During this trip, we partner up with Verbo Ministries down in Puerto Cabezas, Nicaragua. Now, Verbo Ministries has this pretty large facility, and on the facility, there's their own church and orphanage run by the director of Verbo Ministries. Our first day in Nicaragua, we took a tour of the facility and the orphanage. Right away, as we took the tour of the orphanage, we met the 30-plus kids that were staying there, around the ages of 3 to 15 years old. And right away, we saw their living conditions. Some of these kids didn't even have their own bed. Some were living or sleeping under other kids' beds. Some just laid anywhere they could find a place to lay their head for the night. And many kids didn't even have mosquito nets. Now, at the time, we didn't really realize the drastic need that they would need for these until the next morning when one of my teammates wakes up with just bug bites all up and down his body. Now, at first, now he's freaking out thinking he caught some disease in the middle of the night. After he finds out it's mosquito bites, that's when it really clicks on how in need they are of mosquito nets, because these kids actually live there. They're sleeping there every night, waking up to all these mosquito bites all the time. That being said, towards the end of the week, we came together as a team and bought 16 of the 30 mosquito nets they needed. Much of our time spent in Nicaragua was in building two houses. Now, before I go on, I'd like to point out that because of all the rain and flooding in Nicaragua, all their houses are built on stilts. So after carrying all the lumber from base to probably about 15, 20 minutes down to the work site, because there's no actual road connecting the two, we had to go through some fields and such. After we got there, the only thing that was there were a couple stumps and some wood connecting the stumps that would later become the stilts and the base for our foundation. By the end of the week, we've already accomplished so much more than anyone even thought of us. It was really cool. Another thing we did while we were down there is we helped in a community feeding center that was not too far away from the worksite itself. This is a place where kids around the ages of 2 to 12 came and could get one guaranteed meal a day. Now, this one guaranteed meal a day is the only meal for some of these kids that they will have all day. This meal consisted of a small plate of rice, beans, something to drink, and like a little roll. After we got done serving these kids the meal, we stepped back and had some time to be with the kids and fellowship. It was really cool to see how a bunch of kids from Indiana who didn't speak very much Spanish at all could make an impact in some of these kids who didn't speak English at all and show God's love to them. I have a verse I'd like to share with you. It comes from the book of Matthew, Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God calls us to serve and be missionaries. Whether it be out of country, out of state, or even just in your own local area, there are so many ways that you can serve and make a difference in someone's life. Our team's mission has always been to offer hope, share God's love, and share the message of Jesus Christ. Now, I have a message. I have a video I'd like to show you here in a second, and it will be of the past of last year's missions trips. I would like to thank you all for allowing me to come and share my stories on how God has been able to use me to impact other people's lives, and how God has also been working in my own life and my faith journey. After the service, I will be right out there. If you would like to talk with me, I can answer any questions you may have. Or if you'd like to even know just what mission trips I'm going on this year, stop by and say hello before you go.